excellence is not an act, but a habit. Our character, basically, is a composite of our habits. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. The maxim goes, habits are powerful factors in our lives because they are consistent. Often unconscious patterns, they constantly, daily, express our character and produce our effectiveness or ineffectiveness. As Horace Mann, the great educator, once said, habits are like a cable. We weave a strand of it, and every day, soon it cannot be broken. I personally do not agree with the last part of his expression. I know habits can be learned and unlearned, but I also know it isn't a quick fix. It involves a process and a tremendous commitment. Those of us who watched the lunar voyage of Apollo 1 were transfixed as we saw the first men walk on the moon and return to Earth. But to get there, those astronauts literally had to break out of the tremendous gravity pull of Earth. More energy was spent in the first few minutes of liftoff, in the first few miles of travel, than was used over the next several days to travel 500,000 miles. Habits, too, had tremendous gravity pull. More than most people realize or would admit, breaking deeply embedded habitual tendencies such as procrastination, impatience, criticalness, or selfishness that violate basic principles of human effectiveness involves more than a little willpower and a few minor changes in our lives. Liftoff. Take a tremendous effort. But once we break out of the gravity pull, our freedom takes on a whole new dimension. Like any natural force, gravity pull can work with us or against us. The gravity pull of some of our habits may be currently be keeping us